This is Radio Labour.
Every day, more than three dead bodies of the migrant workers received in the Nepal.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. Nepal, a nation of 30 million in the Himalayas, is one of the poorest countries in the world. About 25% of its population lives below the international poverty line of $1.25 a day. Because of the severe economic conditions, many of its people migrate looking for work. An estimated 6 million Nepali workers live abroad, many as construction and domestic workers. Around 700,000 work in the Gulf states, where they are subject to abuse by their employers. Every day, the bodies of three dead migrant workers are unloaded at the Kathmandu airport. Many more workers return maimed by industrial accidents. Throughout these circumstances, the unions in the Gulf states and Nepal strive their best to represent the migrant workers in order to better their conditions. Just recently, one of the major labor centrals in Nepal, GFONT, and the unions in Kuwait and Bahrain signed agreements outlining how they will work to represent migrant workers. I talked to the two top officials of GFONT, the General Secretary, Mr. Umesh Upadhyaya, and the Deputy General, Ms. Pemba Lama. I asked Ms. Lama first, what were the main issues facing Nepalese migrant workers?
Thousands of Nepalese migrant workers are going to foreign country as a migrant worker because of the poverty and the joblessness in the country. But in the foreign land as well, they are not getting their wage. They are deprived from the minimum wage as well. And there is no social protection. They have to work like a 3D job, that is dirty, danger, and difficult job. And besides that, they are facing undocumented situation because when they don't get paid, they have to leave the place where they work. And they remain in undocumented situation. And in the country as well, they are being cheated by the recruiting agencies. And sometimes the employer takes away their passport. So they face difficulties to move from their place. And if we talk about the migrant women worker, the situation is more vulnerable. They can't go out from the houses. The migrant domestic workers, they are in the vulnerable situation, and they are like, some of them are like in a bonded situation. And some of them are sexually abused.
Mr. Umesh Upadhyaya is the General Secretary of GFONT. I asked him about the agreement between his organization and the unions in Kuwait and Bahrain, what it was and how it would work.
Actually, we have been working on the issue of migrant workers from 1994. And it is a strategy that wherever the number of Nepali migrant workers is increasing heavily, we like to promote them, to organize themselves. Because without organizing, they cannot protect their interests, they cannot protect their rights, and they cannot manage the problems, collective problems, without collective effort, the individual problems without collective effort. So organize themselves, we promote to organize them, and we like to link them with the destination country National Trade Union Center so that they will become the member of the member of the affiliates of the National Trade Union Center also. And National Trade Union Center of the destination country will take care of them. So because the contribution of the migrant workers in the economy of the destination countries is very important. But neither the destination country nor the sending country, Nepal, recognize the importance and contribution of the migrant workers. Only the destination country uses the productive capacity of the migrant workers, and the sending country just looks towards the remittances sent by the migrant workers. Therefore, recognition of the contribution of the migrant workers in the destination countries as well as in sending countries is very much important. Therefore, we have been focusing our attention on this issue. And as the international solidarity of the workers and trade unions, so bilateral relationship with among the national centers, multilateral relationship, bilateral relationships among the national centers will be very much important to protect the migrant workers, because the vulnerability of the migrant workers is very high.